kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Walong taong gulang pa lang si Jacob nang isali ng kanyang mga magulang sa basketball training na pinamamahalaan ni Coach Jaboy. Mahiyain sa umpisa, pero kalaunan ay na-enjoy niya ito.
I felt a little bit shy because I didn't really know anyone from JFLO. I didn't really have as much confidence as I do now. I gained a little more confidence because I became closer to everyone from JFLO.
Ayon sa kanyang mommy na si Serna, di na sila nagtataka sa hilig nito sa laro dahil pagkapanganak pa lamang ay bola na ang hawak ni Jacob.
That's dad's fault. Kasi noon ang anak ako, as soon as nalumabas kami sa ospital, first place he went was a basketball stadium. And then pinili na siya ng soft plush toy na basketball. So from there, the rest is history. So yeah, Jacob had a ball in his hand from day dot pretty much.
Maaga ring nakitaan ang potensyal si Jacob ng kanyang coach.
When Jacob came to his first training in JFLO, mm-hmm. I was like, me and my brother was like, he's already the best player in the training program. So he's like, ask Tita if we can keep him. It was so fun to coach him because he loves the game so much. He's very emotional. All we have to do is just tell him that sometimes life is such na you're gonna fail a lot. But you know how you respond is what's gonna it's how we're gonna make.
That's what's gonna matter.
Yeah, it's what's gonna matter.
You know, with regards to Jacob's basketball, he's really flourished with your boy. Even I guess with his knowledge from Philippine basketball in Philippines to here.
Dahil sa husay sa paglalaro, unti-unting naramdaman ni Jacob ang pressure dulot ng expectation ng kanyang number one fan.
All I want from her is just to maybe. If she ever watches me, just to not put me under pressure, or maybe if she gets feedback from any of the other games, if she doesn't watch, maybe to not get too mad at me. Because every time she gets mad at me, I'm like, when is it gonna stop? When can I be free?
Ito rin ang napansin ni Coach Jaboy sa mga magulang ng iba pang batang atleta na kanyang sinusubaybayan. Minsan, sa sobrang dismaya, nawawala na sa isip ng mga magulang ang pag-enjoy ng mga bata sa paglalaro.
That's something that I need to do kasi I've been through it, you know, like, and I know how much it affects the actual basketball player. Alam ko yon, like, we want to get all the shots in. It's not like we shoot it for no reason, you know, and every time we play, we want to do our best, we want to win, but sometimes it doesn't go our way. Kaya yung mga parents na nagagalit, kinakausap ko talaga. Kasi it's affecting the kid.
I guess being a parent, you're very critical of your own children. But, you know, Jaboy has actually taught me lessons as well to be not so critical and then just to let the kids just have fun, you know. So it's not just lessons for the kids, but also for parents. You know, being Filipino parents, you expect a lot from your children. Although I grew up here, I still have the Filipino values and, you know, it's unfortunately that Filipino parenting does come into play, but thank goodness we've all learned.
Malaking hamon sa mga magulang ang paghubog ng mga batang atleta. Kaya mahalaga ang suporta ng bawat isa sa pamilya sa mga napili nilang gawain.
I've got a very supportive husband. Very supportive husband. So we do. It's a good thing here in Australia. Wala kang tulong really because ang pamilya mo most of the time is either nasa Pilipinas or malayo sa'yo. So kayo lang talaga as in immediate family. So kung nasa trabaho ako, yung asawa ko naman and their dad will take them to basketball or to swimming or whatever activity it is. Kaya share the responsibility.
10 taong gulang na ngayon si Jacob at isa sa mga pangunahing player ng JFLO League na sumasabak sa mga kompetisyon.
Not the best part, but the best feeling of when you play basketball is like when you make a shot and do something good in front of your coaches. I think my favorite thing about basketball is mostly like the competitiveness, sometimes like bonding with my teammates at training as well.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng kanyang training at suporta ng mga magulang, tiyak na isang bright future sa larangan ng basketball ang kanyang makakamit. Sa ating pagbabalik, atin namang alamin ang mga diskarte ni Coach Joboy para sanayin ang mga batang tulad ni Jacob sa tampok nating sport na basketball. Sa training, importante ang disiplina ng bawat manlalaro. Kaya iba't iba ang diskarte ni Coach Joboy para mailabas ng mga bata ang kanilang galing.
First of all, they have to be able to listen. Listening is it's very, very hard for some kids, especially when they don't know how serious the program is in trying to develop. And sometimes yung potential nakikita namin, but the kids don't know it yet. You know, kaya just listening, if we can start with listening, we can teach them a lot of stuff. So listening, and then the next one is seeing. Seeing, I'm always teaching them how to see. Kasi minsan, they're so, parang naka-tunnel vision sila in their own skill, na they're forgetting basketball is a team sport. So if you're not able to see other kids, your teammates, or you don't see what's happening on the defensive side of the court, offensive side of the court, whatever, you're not gonna be as effective of a team player.
Sa Pilipinas, nahasa ang galing ni Joboy sa basketball. Pero dahil sa isang shoulder injury, huminto ito at nagdesisyong maging coach ng kanyang mga kapatid.
Year 7 ako, I tried it for the grade school team. I didn't get in. First year ako, I still tried it for the elementary team because of my age. I still didn't get in. And then second year, nakachamba ako for some reason. I still don't know up until this day how I got in. Yun. And then that's how my career started. And then yun, I played here, played at a state level. Tapos bumalik ako sa Pilipinas when I was 21. I played Adamson College. Mm-hmm. Tapos yun, my shoulder. I had a shoulder problem. Ayun, napauwi ako. And then I started coaching my brothers.
Dahil sa kasanayan, nagdesisyon siyang magturo na rin sa mga bata.
The culture I had back in Philippines na carry out with my brothers, where they're fully committed at saka seryoso sila about basketball. It's not like the other kids here that I have to say to them na we're a bit serious here. At saka kailangan committed ka.
Paano mo na a-apply yon sa mga bata na nandito sa Australia, yung mga natutunan mo back in the Philippines?
Oh, it helps me a lot big time now kasi that's the same culture I'm trying to instill with the kids na it's not gonna come easy. Although I'm gonna try to accommodate you as much as I can, I'm gonna keep holding you accountable with all of that. Like, sasabihin ko sa kanyo, when you guys are falling short of effort, maririnig nila sa akin talaga.
Strikto pagdating sa training, pero kuya ang turing sa kanya ng mga tinuturuan.
Joboy is not only a coach to Jacob, he's become like, Joboy and his brothers have become like kuyas. And I think that's what I love about the program is that it's not just a coach-player relationship. It's more like a kuya, a kuya relationship where the boys and girls, can look up to them as older siblings rather than just coaches. He teaches the kids to trust his teammates, whereas sometimes it does get, if you kind of feel like you're the best player in your team, or maybe more skillful, you kind of forget the other players on the team, where it's a five-man team, it's not just a one-man team.
Sa lahat ng laro, isa sa pinakamahirap umano na bahagi ang pagkatalo. Pero isa ito sa mga aral na ibinabahagi ni Coach Joboy para patatagin ang kanyang team.
So it's life lessons for the children to learn resilience. So Joboy and his brothers may not know it, but they're also providing that the mental strength that the kids need for paglaki nila.
So my message is do not protect or deprive the kids of failure, because failure is such a great teacher. For them to be as great as they can be, or they would love to be, they have to go through the highs and the lows. Parents have the power to make the kids really love the game or really hate the game. And for athletes, just dream high, but make sure you work as hard as you can in whatever path you choose.
For me, I would probably advise parents, don't disregard what your kids have to say. If they want to try it, let them have a go. You know, they may be dancers, they may be soccer players, they may be swimmers, but if they say, oh, mom, I want to try, or dad, I want to try this, you know, be open-minded, let them have a go, because it might be the sport that they grow to love.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.